Oh, man. All right, let's go. The texts are rolling. It's Monday. This is What's on Your Mind. Now, same show. I'm sorry, same host, different show. Scott's on the family break. He'll be back tomorrow. They went because he's getting ready to celebrate his birthday, so they got the family trip going on this weekend. I love it that they go to New York to see the one daughter. Going to New York on purpose. I commend you, my brother. But that's their jam, and he's got that Christmas trip coming up too. If you want to go, and you know what, I've been once. I went for a week to New York, Halloween week of 1988. Full disclosure on my it was an amazing trip. I had an amazing time because I knew people who got us too into things and got to. I met Howard Stern on that trip in New York City at the Hard Rock, and quite the. It was an amazing time. It was, you know, when you get to New York, what I just couldn't was just the mass of city that it is. Just, I mean, there is no, you got to work to find a blade of grass, and it just, you know, I had a couple of other chances in the past to go back, and if I'm going to the East Coast, I'd much rather go hang in Boston, rather see more of Boston. But that's just me. I usually gravitate towards the beach, the ocean. But they are going. If that's your jam, I'm telling you, nobody goes better to New York than the Hennins. They pack in absolutely everything you need to see if you've always wanted to do it, and everything included in the price, too. So Sophia can get you the info, 701-356-4220 at our front desk. I think they've got two or four couples left, like six or eight spots left. So if you wanted to go December, 7th to the 11th, they're going. We're at 8:36. Bridget Riedel coming up. We'll chat ag again. She is on the road to Bismarck for an FFA, big FFA deal. We'll be chatting with her. A lot of open phones today. And I don't care if you want to talk about steering hurricanes or this Tim Walz news that's coming out about some 14-year-old boy apparently is coming ready. At the time, he was 14. He's getting ready to come forward on this. We'll talk about that. Nothing about Tim Walz or his past or anything would surprise me. He's just never not quite what he says he is. It's always a little BS with a little, a little hooey-hooey, a little frosting, whatever. He's that guy, you know. We've all known a guy like that. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. The guy that I knew like that was this guy that I met when I lived in Los Angeles. And the first time I met him, he wanted to tell me that he was an actor. He's an actor. He goes, yeah, you know, have you seen Risky Business? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. He goes, you know that scene where Tom Cruise goes over to the window and he opens up the window and the guy wants to know if they're running the operation? And he says, yeah, you know, whatever. He said, that was me. And I'm like, oh, awesome. So, of course, at the time I had Risky Business on video, I go back and I look at I go to the scene. I'm like, oh, that's not him. But that's the line he uses when he's at parties. That's Walz. It's like, yeah, I was in China. Tiananmen happened. It's terrible. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there. Well, I wasn't there. I was in Hong Kong. I wasn't there. I was there that summer at some time, but I was a long ways away from there. But I was there. So who knows? But the latest thing, we'll get into that with Walz as well. And anything on your mind. I think I've got some audio, some different audio from the weekend. One that we played earlier that I want to play again was J.D. Vance just owning Martha Raddatz on This Week when he was on. Another one was the SNL skit. You know you're in trouble. Is it me? I think you know you're in trouble if you're Tim and Kamala, that Harris Walz. I think you're in trouble when you've lost Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live been very friendly to, you know, Biden and not so, you know, not as harsh as they could have been. But Yeah. Just saying. Something to think about. All right. Let's see here. Want to make sure. Got all the... I don't know why I'm getting that one. All right. So 701-237-1590 is our text line. 701-271-1100, the Consolidated Communications studio line. Studio at flagfamily.com if you want to drop an email. Yeah, here's one from Ken. Kev, I happened to come across a string of posts on X last night via Reddit. Obviously, I have no inside information about the issue, but some adult male is claiming abuse by walls when the adult was 14 years old. String of posts indicates the person is going to make it public. And the link is Tim Walls now facing formal accusations of premeditated sexual assault after taking a 14-year-old boy to a local concert. It goes on to say that the attorney, this Phil Holloway, said the accuser is going to have to go public, otherwise it won't get any traction other than on X. He has agreed to that, and there's more on the announcement coming up later. Boy, oh boy, would that be that'd be bad. But I don't know. But thanks for the email, Ken. I'll get a little more reading on that. And anything you may have seen on that, text it, shoot the email, whatever. Just want to make sure here I'm all caught up. 701-237-1590. Okay, we are all set there. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Chose Investments, KJOSinvestments.com. They are the commercial, industrial, sales, and leading the team. They're our roommates, too, at the radio station here in the Chose building, right on I-29, right next to Thunder Road. Monty, Scott, their whole team, phenomenal people. Commercial land development, industrial, again, they will lease your building, like the old the DMF building on 42nd. That's a Chose property, one of the many. They will help you develop. Coming into some land, get a hold of them. KJOSinvestments.com. KJOSinvestments.com. None better. The Godfather, Monty. Nobody knows the market like that guy. KJOSinvestments.com. All right, we'll get to the break here quick, and then phone's going 701-271-1100. I do want to, we'll bring Dean in for a little more of the, I've got a couple more texts on this. Alex is all in on the steering of hurricanes. And I'd be, you know, got a couple texts here. That would be my question on that whole thing from earlier on the show, on the Need to Know Morning Show, was does mankind have the ability to create and or direct and steer a hurricane? As far as weather modification goes, are we capable of doing that? Because that's what we're talking about. They're running over Florida with all these hurricanes because they don't like red states or something. We're gonna have to reach for that one. All right, what's on your mind? It's on the flag. Be right back. Welcome back. 12 in front of 9 in the morning, 8:48. This is What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. Scott is off today. Kevin Flynn hanging out till 11, and then he's back tomorrow. Brought to you by our friends at Thor Buildings, thorbuildings.com. You know, I've always been, familiar with steel buildings and pole barns and things like that. But when you start looking at the new level of pole barns and steel buildings, you'll find them at Thor Buildings, be they ag, commercial, Shouses. These barn dominiums will blow your mind. Some of these, I am so envious of some of the beauty in these structures. They're absolutely gorgeous. Find out more at thorbuildings.com, thorbuildings.com. Call them in Fargo, 701-800-844-67, 844-67. 701-800-84467. That is Thor Buildings, thorbuildings.com. And bring your drool cup for the Shouses. And I know, Bridget Riedel, you're on farms and ranches around, and you see some of these next-level steel buildings that are going up now. the guy that leases my father-in-law's property in South Dakota has a full three-bedroom home built inside of his massive building. I love it.
Well, and for so many practical reasons, if you have seasonal help, like during corn harvest where you need extra hands on deck, right now, sugar beet harvest as well, I see lots of campers and fish houses parked all over the countryside because people are out there working. Well, if you have that in your shop, you now have accommodations for employees, especially for short term. Maybe you don't need all the guests in the house. Get some of them to stay out in the shop.
Yep.
Additionally, I think we're just finding that folks they spend so much time working on their equipment. So certainly making sure that you have kitchens, offices, conference rooms, because business does get done. And all of these buildings need that space. The spans are large, so you can unfold booms on sprayers as well as air seeders. And there's a lot of width to some of these planters.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. I know that, guy that leases my father-in-law's space, he has that so because they're there, you know, that many months out of the year, and then they head to Texas. But they, you know, they load up and head south once they're done. But, yeah, they live inside their mass. And, you know, we're talking about a shed, or I mean a farm building that he has like three combines in. I mean, it's huge, but in the back of it, there's a three-bedroom apartment. It's awesome.
Yeah, it just depends what your needs are. And I hear folks say, well, geez, that seems like an awful lot of space. What kind of a waste of space is that? I just read an article over the weekend about an 11,000-square-foot house in West Fargo. Tell me which one's more practical.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
If your job and your career is farming, you know, which is more practical for square foot of space cost?
Someone sent a text or email, I forget, but they mentioned that they were in Grand Forks this weekend, and it's cooling off enough where you're seeing the beet trucks lined up. He said it was good to see that happening, and not just in Grand Forks, but all over the neighborhood. It's and this cold weather will up that big time, won't it? It already is, isn't it?
We're back in operation. We got shut down for heat last week because you can't take sugar beets out of the ground when they're too warm and pile them, because what happens then is you have the potential for rot. So it works out fantastic in these cooler temperatures to start bringing sugar beets in. As I took off this morning in the dark, I could see lots of equipment on the move. I don't feel that we're as pressed as far as corn is concerned. Sometimes you'll see folks combining really late into the night on corn. But with an outlook for weather like we've got, we're really working our way through harvest nicely, and I don't think we feel as pressed for it. Now, in other areas of the country, there's a couple other things that are going on. One of them is California avocado growers are upset because the U.S. has made a decision to hand over the pest inspections of Mexican orchards to the Mexican government. Inspectors hired by the USDA have been guarding against imports of avocados that would have insect or disease since about 1997, but they've also been threatened in Mexico for refusing to certify deceptive shipments. See, some of those avocado orchards are owned by the cartels that have the drugs.
Yeah.
So you can understand their level of intimidation. What happens, though, now is this reverse action by allowing the Mexican inspectors to do what USDA inspectors had done really brings into question whether or not those inspectors will prevent the spread of disease or pests that could come into the U.S. Will this change what happens for our avocado market, but also other citrus or other fruit crops, et cetera, that could possibly come in if these inspections change? Will they be less intimidated by the Mexican cartels than maybe what some of the U.S. inspectors were? I guess that remains to be seen, but the downside is, if we don't have the protection against disease and pests, that will be far more damaging to our overall food system than anything else.
Yeah, buddy, right?
Right. So keep that in mind. Then additionally, over in Ireland, the Irish farmers have been given a lot of mandates and short deadlines by their government. The EU regularly introduces new policy. They tweak existing ones. And a number of farmers, as you've heard across multiple countries, have pointed out that those are just impractical and unrealistic to implement. Irish farmers currently feel very aggrieved at the Commission for radically introducing emissions policies that are beyond the scope of reality and really are in danger of putting them out of position. they firmly stand and say that we need more research carried out and time for science to work to evaluate exactly what we're up against rather than just pluck dates from the sky. 2030 is the timeline for so many of these initiatives, and it's just far too close, particularly without any sort of incentive to the farmer with government assistance to prepare the farm, to get adequate slurry storage, to look at carbon calculators, to make the regulations feasible. Farmers feel that the government is simply forcing them out, particularly in Ireland, where many of the cows in the dairy operations are grass grazed. They feel as though they're just being told to shut down rather than to improve, and they don't like that at all.
How can they not feel that way? And you know, in so many other kinds of
threatening your livelihood,
right? Oh, unreal.
So, Hurricane Helene, Hurricane Milton, all of these have been wreaking havoc in agriculture. We've heard that about 70% of the pecan orchards are wiped out. You may think, not a big deal. I don't like pecans, but remember, even whether you like cons or not, if those trees are damaged and die, you actually will have to wait probably 20 years before you can have a viable tree. Chicken houses or chicken confinement operations, I think there was about 300 of them that were damaged prior to Hurricane Milton making landfall. And one thing we don't think about is that the Tampa area is the epicenter for phosphate production. Phosphate is one of the three nutrients that we put on our fields. So we do N, P, and K, phosphate being one of those. And the folks over at Stonex, which are a fertilizer group, they also watch the markets very closely, share that really with these impacts, we may have to shut down production. You have workers that can't get to work because of infrastructure or their homes are flooded. And really, we do a lot of phosphate applications in the fall in this region. We should have enough on hand prior to the hurricanes to get those fall applications done. The harder part will be restocking for what we're going to be doing in the coming spring. So if you've booked your order, shouldn't be a concern. They should be able to, shouldn't be a problem, but there could be some down the road. So it's chickens, it's hogs, it's fertilizer, it's citrus. There's a lot of things that those hurricanes really impacted down there.
Man, you know, I think about that. Take out a tree, you know, then you got 20 years. I mean, I'm not going to miss, I really wouldn't miss pecans in any way, but that's just me. But I'm just the level to which those things can be impacted by this, and you don't think about it in years until you think about things like that. So, you know,
well, and we will have our own implications to work through after the wildfires in western North Dakota last weekend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, so many buildings were lost. Will we get those built back in time as far as barns are concerned for, you know, needs for calving? What about the equipment that was lost? Will we be able to replace that in a timely fashion? Certainly one thing is going to be cost as well as availability. You know, we've got a pretty good open equipment market right now for combines, tractors, but can you afford to replace them? Fencing. There's so much fencing that has been burned up. Where are we going to put those cows? Thank you to all the folks who are calling the hay hotline at the Department of Ag. They're reaching out to Farm Rescue. They're saying, I have hay or straw that I could donate or I could ship out there. And they are happily taking your names and phone numbers. Don't be surprised if you don't get an answer right away, only because the farmers and ranchers in those affected areas don't have a clear assessment of what do they need. They maybe haven't found all their animals yet. And because we even had fires spark up again over the weekend, nobody wants to stockpile a bunch of hay or alfalfa or, alfalfa hay or straw in the risk that there could be another fire and it could be lost. So they're kind of biding their time before they do some of these things.
Well, and until we're completely out of the woods on the fire danger, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
all right, my friend.
Don't worry, those talks are going on. So
you bet. Well, have a great time in Bismarck.
All right, thanks. Email me, ag@flagfamily.com, with your questions.
On the job for the FFA in Bismarck, North Dakota. Bridget Riedel on What's on Your Mind. All right, quick break. More to come. Stand by.
6 days, so many ways I'm aching now.
Oh, we're doing this, my friends. Yes, this is What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. My name is Kevin Flynn. Scott is off today. He will be back tomorrow. So it's you and I. We've got a couple things to talk about. A lot of phone time. A lot of, as my friend Jimmy Fallo says, a lot of you and me time, 701-271-1100. You can text us, 701-237-1590. Or you can shoot an email, studio@flagfamily.com. Studio@flagfamily.com is how we do that. Dino is standing by. We're going to get a statewide check of the what looks like a pretty fall-like week. And we'll bring the wind back, but we'll get details on that here in just a second. Got a couple of calls we're going to get to that we got on the leave a message line. And that's, by the way, 855-200-1776. Push extension 1. That'll save you some time. I'm going to talk about a Lions event that's coming up with the Lions. A friend of ours, Crystal, who's a Lion, as far as the service organization, you know, like Rotary or Kiwanis. The Lions do great things. I donate all my cans to the Lions. So we're going to hear about the deal going on that the Lions are behind in just a minute here. We are brought to you by our friends at Schmitz Gems and Fine Jewelry. It's getting to be time. Fellas, just saying, we're inside of 3 months. I mean, the holidays are just about upon us. Maybe you're planning a spring engagement, getting ready to do that deal, you know, ask that question. Nobody better. The crew at Schmitz, locally owned, locally operated, have been for years. They've got a team of in-house goldsmiths. They can transform any piece that you have into something that you want. Maybe you want, an older ring made into some earrings or a necklace, whatever. Their goldsmiths are amazing. Schmitz Gems and Fine Jewelry. Tell them we said hi when you stop in. 32nd Avenue South, right on the corner at 45th Street and 32nd Avenue South in Fargo. And text line 701-237-1590. Earlier in the local show, it is now coming out apparently that a person who was 14 years old at the time is getting ready to come forward with allegations about Tim Walz and some very inappropriate behavior with a minor. Another text said the black insurrectionist on X is posting communications from the then 14-year-old accusing Tim Walz of this behavior, including communications with the White House about the allegations. His 13 posts in, and he's thinking it'll be somewhere between 25 to 35 post to tell the whole story on this. We will check that out. Yeah, wow. So if you've seen anything on that, shoot us a text on that. We hear taxing the rich, but never a dollar figure of who is the rich. All the actors and senators are richer than most people. Yeah. And by the way they spend money, you couldn't get enough tax benefit out of the rich people. You'd have to take every penny they have, and we'd still be, then they'd all be broke. There'd be no more companies or jobs, and nothing would be paid down at all the way they spend money. All right, we're all caught up there. Here's the hurricane steering denier. Here's the guy. That's the guy that doesn't believe it.
Sorry, buddy.
They can create hurricanes.
You can't create them. You can't steer them. There's only one person that can do that.
You know what? The more I read and the more I see, like I said earlier about that, this was another topic came up about the theories that are out there about they can start or steer hurricanes with Helene and with Milton. And everything that I saw on that, Dino, was just that, was a theory. They can do this. And you know what? And they can do it in a lab. You can control, things like that in a lab and the energy and
sure.
the things like
yep.
But to think of that scale and the elements of all the things in space and the energy weapons and the this and the
yep.
that, and I'm thinking,
and again,
man,
a hurricane,
nobody's, it's yeah.
The strength of a hurricane is over a million atomic bombs. You can't just steer or and if we could, let's throw out there that we can. Why would you inflict such devastation? Now, we're into political season. It's because Florida's, they're a Republican state, so we're going to steer that hurricane into them so they can't vote. And
what about all the hurricanes that happened when Democrats were running the show?
Oh, man, this is crazy.
Over the decades or centuries, we should say, over the centuries that hurricanes have been hitting this country. I don't know. It's a little bit past me. I mean, I get all the making rain and weather modification stuff, and we know that's for sure. I mean, there's no one disputing that.
Yeah.
But, man, how many planes would it take to steer a hurricane?
Oh, jeez.
You can't even
fathom it. So, but,
all right, buddy.
Well, we don't have to worry about that around here.
I know, right? So there's that.
Yeah, we've got a lot of cloud cover around the eastern part of the state, and temperatures this morning pretty chilly across the state, mainly in the 30s, a few 20s mixed in. Going to be plenty of sunshine out west and in the central part of the state, mainly cloudy east, with highs today in the 40s to near 50 in the east, 50s to near 60 central and west. So pretty decent day across much of the state, going to feel fall-like. And then temperatures dropping off into the 20s tonight, most of the state, and then tomorrow, it's going to be a little windy out west. Plenty of sunshine border to border with highs in the low 50s in the east. We're looking at mid to upper 50s in the central and low 60s out west. And the wind machine ramps up statewide as we head into midweek with highs warming into the 70s out west and mid to upper 60s in the central and east. Wednesday and Thursday are going to be pretty windy, especially Wednesday across much of the state. So I know there's still a couple of fires that are still kind of kindling out to our west. We haven't got them totally under control yet. Let's hope the next few days we can get those contained, because as those winds ramp up Wednesday and Thursday, that's not good news for out west. And no rain in the forecast until probably the end of the week, and that's only a few isolated light sprinkles, not looking at anything organized in the area.
All righty. Thank you, buddy.
You got it, bud.
Always appreciate the accuracy. It says here, oh, by the way, Dino, it says here, if you believe that people can control or influence a hurricane, you must also believe people can control or influence the world's climate. So, yeah, there you go. The steering the hurricane thing, that's a bit much. Our friend Crystal Duker is here, and Crystal has a friend. And Crystal, we're just gonna say let's go ahead and just kind of, I want to hear all about the details that you've been telling me about with this event coming up. So let's just, we'll kind of just, how, and you're a Lion, you're with the Lions. Let's tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin.
Long time
relationship with the flag, and it's great to be your guest. I have with me a good friend of mine. His name is Greg Otis, and he's going to talk in just a few minutes about the impact of glaucoma and taking away his eyesight. But what I wanted to also say is that tomorrow is called White Cane Day, and many times people will see someone walking around with this white cane, wondering exactly, you know, how did that person become blind? Why is that person doing that? How this all works? And we're also promoting a book. It's called Grandpa's White Cane, which is based on the real life of a man in South Dakota, a grandpa person, to explain to his grandson how he lost his vision and things like that. So, Greg Otis, would you please introduce yourself to my friend Kevin?
Hey, Greg.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm great. Good to have you. Tell us a little bit about you, about your story.
I was born in Devil's Lake and raised, went to college for a couple of years, joined the military, spent some time in Europe, got out of the military, went back to college, and worked in the hospitality industry for the last 40 years. And 10 years ago, I moved to Castleton to manage the Governor's Inn. And unfortunately, I was there, started on Monday, and on Saturday I was lifting some garbage bags, and I hemorrhaged in both of my eyes, and that was the last day that I worked, and that was the last day that I drove, and that was, like I say, that was 10 years ago.
And
I moved from Castleton, and then I moved to West Fargo. I use Sanford, and I use the VA quite a bit for my my medical care, if you will.
Oh, what a transition. And I know in the Lions, and one of the notes you told me about, Crystal, was that Helen Keller spoke to the Lions 100 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
That's kind of been the Lions' mission, isn't it?
Right. We're Knights of the Blind around the world. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear more about it. Just hang on, guys. Don't go anywhere. With Greg Otis, Crystal Duker is here talking about White Cane Day and kind of an awareness-raising deal we're doing. We'll talk more about that. And Mark in Williston checked in. Mark, call back. We're wrapping it up soon. More to come. Hey, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Scott is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Kevin Flynn hanging out. The Monday edition of the program here, 14 days into October. And man, oh man, I'll tell you, the weather is finally starting to act like a little bit. Feeling that chill in the air this morning. I think fall has definitely arrived. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, PetroServeUSA.com. It's where you find out about the job openings. They'd love to have you on the team. They've got some openings full and part-time. They can definitely, you know, work around your schedule, some management opportunities as well. Give them a ring, stop in, go to PetroServeUSA.com. Super easy. Just click on careers right there. And if you want to grab some lunch today, Valley City's got bacon, cheeseburger, mac today, the mac and beef in Harwood as well, taco hot dish or scalloped potatoes and ham on West Main Avenue, chip beef on 12th Avenue. NP Avenue's got the chicken fried steak. Oh, smothered that bad boy in the gravy. Tater tot hot dish in Euland. Ada's got a meatball sub today. Beefy noodles on 45th. The big Swedish meatballs, potatoes and the gravy. That's at Castleton today, and mac and beef in Wahpeton. PetroServe USA, as we say, home cooking and grab and go convenience. Chatting with our friend Crystal Duker and her friend Greg Otis, who's here. It's White Cane Day. You said White Cane Day is tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And what's interesting, Kevin,
it's an awareness thing. Anyway,
yeah, if I could add, the Grandpa's White Cane book that I'm talking about, Greg and I have been traveling across the eastern half of North Dakota. We've been in Edgeley talking to third and fourth graders about the impact of going blind. And we have small cane, kid-sized canes, where the kids are able to close their eyes and do the swishy back and forth. And then they ask Greg different questions. And then we're going to be in Devil's Lake on Wednesday, also at the Prairie View School. It's been authorized and approved by the principal for third and fourth graders. About 250 little kids there.
Get right up on that microphone there. Just
Right
up close.
Thank you.
There we go.
Much better. And then Greg can explain more about White Cane Day that's going to be tomorrow. Greg, take it over, please.
It's a celebration across the country of white canes, and the purpose is to educate the public about what it means when you see a woman or a gentleman with a white cane and the significance of it.
Yeah, I think it's great. Let's talk a little bit, Crystal, just about Lions, and like you talked about, the Lions' main focus is vision and, you know, vision care. I know they do, and I have some friends that are Lions. Like I mentioned, I give all my tin cans to the Lions in Frazee, and know a bit about their mission. But talk about a little bit where their money goes, where kind of the mission that you get, the Lions have for that.
Well, thank you very much. A lot of us do fundraising as well and support Leader Dog. This is where they train service dogs in Rochester, Minnesota. And then at no cost, those dogs are given to blind people, and it's to help them have a more independent life.
You bet.
And, you know, some of the blind people are going to have jobs, things like that. But there's also little kids that are going through blind ordeals at this time in their life.
That's great.
And we have a facility in Grand Forks called the North Dakota School for the Blind. Wonderful, dedicated people that will help children, teenagers, and adults, such as Greg, who find themselves suddenly in a traumatic experience of all of a sudden losing your eyesight.
Oh, man. I can't imagine, buddy.
Right.
I mean, literally overnight.
Yeah. Now, many of us remember Helen Keller and the story about her with Ann Sullivan helping her communicate.
The Miracle Worker.
Exactly. Yep. Wonderful Broadway play and turned into a movie. And that's one of the things that blind people are not deaf. They're regular people. You talk and communicate with them just like we're doing right now.
Oh, yeah. My friend Blind Joe sees better than I do.
And today I am Greg's right-hand woman.
There you
go. I'm escorting him around town. Yes.
And one more time, you're going to be where? You guys are kind of going around, and I would imagine, is there a number if someone wants to maybe have you come to the school or talk about what you went through, Greg? Is there a place to get a hold of you to do that, you guys?
I guess Greg could answer that question if he wants anybody to call him.
I guess if somebody would like to give me a call about blind issues and such, I would have no problem with that. 358.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'll tell you. You just because we don't. If you're interested, you can call me and we'll put you together with Greg and with Crystal. How's that?
And then tomorrow at NDSU on campus, there are some campus lions. It's a group of the students up there, and they are walking in alongside members from the North Dakota Association for the Blind. And the key lead person on that is Alan Peterson. He's a member of the Horace Lions. He's also blind. And it's just a way to raise awareness, and it's a way to help people know that if this happens to you, you say that your grandma has got glaucoma. It's very essential to go for vision screening. Your eye doctors can help
That's
you.
That's another thing, yeah.
And helping even with little kids. Some kids are born with low vision. We have a friend of ours also. Her name is Mary Lou, and her husband Doug has pretty much been visually impaired since birth.
Oh, it's a thing. Yeah. It's becoming more of a thing too with all of the eye issues that are going on. And I know that Lions are good with paying for eye exams and things like that, and where the need is. And it's just a great organization. Greg, it's great to meet you, and keep up the great work. And I'm sure sorry about what happened, but boy, talk about turning lemons into lemonade, my man. You're an example there.
Yeah, Kevin. Also, just to let everybody know that the Grandpa's White Cane book is donated. About 80.
Grandpa's White Cane.
Yes, it's a hard copy that can be found in all of the Fargo schools. There's a copy in the library. There's one with a special ed teacher and the counselor's office. There's also a copy in the libraries of Fargo, West Fargo, and Moorhead.
Can you buy it too online? I'm sure it's for sale online.
You can look for it online, sure. But it's just a way to really bring up the subject within your family.
Yeah, cool.
And talk to your little kids how important it is to protect your eyes. And the Fargo Lions downtown, through their enterprise of volunteering, they screen about 30,000 kids just in our immediate area. And for people who need some financial help, we'll even buy the glasses. But we work with.
Is it Grandpa's White Cane by Jim Hoxie and Joanna Jones? Is that the
very good? Yes, Jim.
Yeah, Hoxie. Oh yeah, it's on Amazon. Absolutely, yeah, it's right here. It looks like a great little book. Yeah, it looks like, and it's a $10 hardcover. Looks like one to get.
Fantastic.
Maybe to even own.
Well, Kevin, you are such a sweetheart to let us come in here and share with your audience.
No problem.
Today.
We love it. You bet. It's Monday and. Well, anybody that's doing good and especially, you know, trying to bring awareness to things that matter are always welcome here, my friend. Good to see you. And, Greg, great to meet you.
You bet. And, thanks, Kevin.
You bet. And we'll see you again soon. And say hi to all the Lions at the next meeting, Crystal, and give them our best, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. Yeah, anytime. All right. It's What's on Your Mind. We got to get into a break here. Phones 701-271-1100. Let's open those up. Because there's plenty to chew on today, but it's all about what's on your mind. I know what's on my mind. What's on your mind? It might be the same thing. I don't know. We'll see. Coming up. Happy Monday. Welcome back. This is What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. Scott is off. He'll be back tomorrow. A little family getaway this weekend. Kevin Flynn hanging out. Shout out to our friends at Hospice. A nice conversation about hospice, a friend of a friend dealing with a terminal diagnosis, and hospice is just there. Hospice, I can't even tell you how near and dear what I think of hospice and the angels that work for hospice. If you are dealing with that, or a friend or family member are, and maybe at the beginning of that, or you know that's coming, or have dealt with that, and you're going through the grief process, need a little help dealing with anything when it comes to, I mean, care like that and all the way through the grief process and more, call your friends at Hospice. They are angels on earth, HRRV.org, and you'll find out more. Can't say enough. Don't have enough love for Hospice. Let's see here. A couple of texts here regarding Walls, October surprise. Here comes Gavin Newsom. The actor, the headlines are out all over X and whatever about Tim Walls, and apparently some sort of inappropriate things with a person who was 14 at the time. I don't know, verified or not. I don't know a source or not or whatever. We'll see how this develops, but it seems to be churning right now. Kev, you should have a new contest. It says because we were talking about steering a hurricane. And this person is with Dean 100%. Our friend Alex Taylor, believes that could definitely be happening to the point where they're steering a hurricane over the top of Florida and up the East Coast through the red counties to take out those voters or something. I'm all about weather manipulation, cloud seeding, etc. Yeah, they're doing all that, the aerosols, the aluminums, and all that. I'm not so unsold on the chemtrail thing, but man, you're talking about creating a hurricane or steering one. That's a bit much for me. So I'm going with the no, we can't do that. That's a good theory. But we'll see. Good morning, says here. 26th of September, you had the guy that worked for the two previous governors working on the state budget, and he said North Dakota spends a lot of money, and then said there are only four states in the country that spend more than North Dakota on their state budget. With that said, do you think we could eliminate property tax? That is a question I will flag for a more learned North Dakota tax structure mind than myself. Maybe we can find out more. All right, batting leadoff, what's on your mind? Line one. Hi, who's this?
This is Tim.
Hey, Tim, what's going on? What's on your mind today?
No, just this walls thing, kind of whatever, but I understand his new theme song is Put Me In, Coach.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not a Walls guy, but I hope it isn't true because the young person suffered.
Yeah, I totally agree, Tim. Thanks. I don't want to get into that. I don't know. What I do know about Tim Walls is all the legislation he signed, and all the grandstanding he's done, and all the, you know, all the BS and he's done about his rank and his time, and you know, all of that. You know, that's all real. And in talking personally, one-on-one at a shed housewarming party with a number of guys that served with him, and they all like, the minute it came up, none of them went, oh, dude, great guy. We've been in those conversations. Tim, you've probably been in those conversations where you're hanging out at the garage party and you're talking about somebody that's just awesome, and they're all like, oh, man, what a dude. What an awesome guy. I'm standing with like four or five guys that served with him, and they were all like, bleh, bleh, bleh. Like, so I figure there's something there, Tim.
Yeah, it's comical. Like I said, the big thing is I just hope it's not true because person suffered as it is. So.
All right,
but
my friend,
I don't like
thanks.
The guy.
Thanks
and
for
I'm from
checking
Minnesota.
In. All right. Vote tallied on that one. Thanks for checking in. 701-271-1100. Yeah, I don't like the guy either. He's I saw him dodge us. I saw it and I thought frankly it was like really? Cuz he didn't say anything when he sat down, and the stuff he said was conflated, and it was nothing we could check at the time. And he was really rushed. He was in a hurry. And he was saying, "Hey guys, I gotta go, but hey, thanks for having me." And blah blah blah. And then the next thing you know, he's sitting with WCCO out of the Twin Cities for an hour, but he didn't want to. And this was pre George Floyd. He wasn't down. He wasn't really into hanging out and talk to anybody that was conservative. He wasn't having anything to do with any of that. And now he doesn't even, I don't know if he showed this year. I know last year he didn't even show up at the governor's fishing opener because it's media from all over the state. And he only likes the Twin Cities media. So I don't know. What's your vibe on this? I mean, is this the surprise? Maybe they should have vetted him a little more. I don't know. 701-237-1590 on the text, 701-271-1100, or you can email studio at flagfamily.com. A lot of stuff on the Measure 4 thing. And there's a lot of measures in North Dakota. Measure 4 is the property tax deal. The there's a valid, and I'm on the outside looking in on this. I don't have a horse in the race, but there's a part of me that looks at that and says, you know what? It's not perfect, but it's something for you. And I'm in Minnesota. I can tell you all kinds of fun stories about taxes over here. Yay! But it seems like it's not perfect, but it's enough to say it's almost like a kick in the you know what. Like, and maybe that's what this needs. And I think that's kind of Rick Becker's point. It's like it's not perfect. But then a lot of the things are saying, like, they're not going to have any money for this or that or whatever. I think there's a valid argument they will have that money. They'll find the money. And that is the argument on their side. Well, you don't want to – maybe you should find that money before you pass it. Maybe you should have all that stuff, those ducks in a row, before you pass it. I don't know why that's that hard to do that, but it's government. So, there's that. 701-271-1100. I want to play you a couple of clips here. This is epic. J.D. Vance was on with Martha Raddatz, and she went into the thing about Aurora, Colorado. And he, I don't know, is it safe to say, he owned her. He owned her. Listen, this was on this week, but Stephen Hopoulos wasn't on there. It was Martha Raddatz. Listen to this.
Do you support Donald Trump making those claims that the Republican mayor says were grossly exaggerated and have hurt the city's identity and sense of safety? I understand what you're saying, that some people left behind, but he's making these statements that the mayor is flat out disputing.
Well, Martha, you just said the mayor said they were exaggerated.
Grossly exaggerated.
That means there's got to be some element of truth here. And of course, President Trump was actually in Aurora, Colorado, talking to people on the ground. And what we're hearing, of course, Martha, is that people are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. Uh-oh. I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
No.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be.
How about that? Yeah. Do you hear yourself?
Do you hear yourself? Only.
It's, you know, it's not that bad. It's only a few that are, you know, being taken over. It's only a couple, you know. Didn't happen to the whole neighborhood. Hey, Martha, when will it be enough? When will it be a problem? When are we full? You know, when are we at capacity for all of this? Because we're not near, if these people keep this border open, if this keeps going, even at the 1,500 or whatever it is a day, which it's a lot more because there's a lot of open spots of the border all through New Mexico and most of Arizona and most of California. It's wide open. So, I mean, can we ask Martha or any of these people when is the park full? When are we at capacity for the rides? When are the lines too long? When will we run out of food because there's too many people in the park? You know, is that valid? I don't know. Let me know. 701-237-1590. You can text it 701-271-1100. I just read the statement, texter says, by the accuser. He says Tim Walz has a couple of visible marks on his body. One being a race scar on his chest and the other being a Chinese tattoo on his upper thigh. Notice Walls was limping last week. Maybe he got the tattoo removed. I don't know. I don't know, but that's the statement from this. I'll have to do more. If you got a copy of that or whatever, let me know. I'd love to see the love to see that one. You could, if you just a link to it too would be fine. But yeah, I don't know. A lot of trips to China, be it they field trips or not. I think there's a lot about Tim that his folks don't know, but they will figure it out. All right, 701-271-1100 is the studio line. 701-237-1590 is the text line. I've got another couple of clips to play you after we get back from the break. One is from the weekend. I don't watch Saturday Night Live. Haven't watched SNL for a long time. But if you didn't catch the family feud with Kamala and Trump, hilarious. Got that for you. And Dennis Quaid showed up at Trump's rally in Coachella, California, where they have the big Stagecoach Festival, and dropped some truth bombs on the capacity crowd in California. Yeah. We'll do that coming up. It is What's on Your Mind. Happy Monday. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin. He'll be back tomorrow. Brought to you by our friends at UMary, University of Mary, education for the whole of life. They have got some really amazing programs going on right now, especially when it comes to the world of tech. And what I really like is their ability to get it done for you, whether you're on campus or online. They are, and they, boy, the on-campus life is just gorgeous at Mary. Learn the Mary difference from undergrad programs, grad programs, and then the online and evening programs to advance your education on your terms. They do it with you and for you. UMary.edu, UMary.edu. Go Marauders. Just saying. Let's see here. A couple of texts, and then got Denny wants to weigh in on the immigration issue. The statement from Tim Walz is on a number of places. It's been posted. Okay, I will check on that. Doc.net YouTube on X. Couple of texts on that. Okay, I'll send me a link though too if you can see it. 701-271-1100. Denny, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you, Kevin, for taking my call, because a lot of times when I call in, Scotty will put me at the back of the list or doesn't take my call, but I appreciate you taking my call.
You're good. Hey, were you at the Flag Day deal? Where did we meet? I'm trying to remember where you and I met. Was that one of the things that we did?
In the summertime when you had the a deal set up in your parking lot, I bought grandson. You had that.
It was a Flag Day thing. Yep. I knew that we had crossed paths here. But anyway, what's on your mind?
Introduce yourself to you.
What's that?
I open any of your listeners. What I try to bring is the truth and the facts. And If somebody wants to say that I said something inappropriate, I'd sure like to hear about it. But getting to the immigration issue, back in 2015 as a candidate, Trump stated that he would deport all 11 million illegals within 18 months to 2 years. He said it would be done before the wall even got done. Well, that never happened. Okay, so fast forward to 2018 when he got nothing done on the wall, and all of his supporters were really just abandoning him. Even Rush Limbaugh said he got less than nothing. And so then he goes on a deal where he's going to shut the government down because of all the flack he was getting. He states that I'll shut it down for months or years until I get the money for the wall. Well, he caved after 35 days. Because the numbers weren't looking good. Then Chip Roy, the congressman who's a member of the Freedom Caucus from Texas, said that Trump said 12 times that he would shut the government down unless he got his money for his border wall. He kept passing those continuing resolutions where he said, I will not sign another one until I get my wall money. So those are results. And then this about a month ago on your ag show, Bridget Regal made a comment about 900,000 illegals working in the farm industry in the United States. And in Wisconsin, there's 50,000 of them. And if they got deported, that industry would shut down. Now, Trump promises now to deport 20 million, which ain't going to happen. But the deal is that if they deport all these people, like they're saying, hold on to your wallet. And you and I have discussed this before.
Well, do you think do you think, I mean, I know that he said, Denny, that he's going to, because, you know, the question that we even asked Tom Holman on this show was, how do you start deporting, you know, 20 million people? He said, well, one at a time. But they're going to obviously start with the criminals that they know of, gangs that they know of, the places that they know of. But, yeah, I can't even imagine the undertaking of doing that. Do you agree or disagree that those people should all be deported or not?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody that's okay. violent or whatever. But here's the deal. You know,
Kamala wants to pathway all those people. They're not a problem.
No, I don't. I've never seen her say that she wants to keep those people here.
Seen her say she doesn't.
I would be against it. But here's the deal.
I've never seen her say she doesn't want those people here.
Well, then you assume that she does. I can't assume anybody would want. You're saying that nobody in the Biden administration has been sent back? They've deported almost as many people as Trump did during his administration. Check on that.
Yeah, really? I have checked on it. I can't find those figures. By the way, about 500 miles of wall did get constructed. A lot of it was having to fix the crap parts of the wall that were already there to make those better. But I mean, there was a lot of barrier built.
Back in 2003, I asked this question to Scott, Kevin Cramer, anybody I could find, politicians on both sides. Would you give back your tax cut, one, because we were just entering the war with Iraq, to pay for the war on terror, two, to pay whatever it costs to secure the border, three, to shore up Social Security and Medicare, because we know where they're headed, and four, to pay our disabled vets a dignified disability pension. They were against it. We would have been paying for those things as we'd gone along. Paying all this extra debt on the
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. Scott is off today, main man back tomorrow. Long weekend with the family, celebrating the birthday. He let it out of the bag, the big 6-0. The big 6-0 celebration going on. They said, what do you want to do? So that's what they did. They went and saw their one daughter lives in New York. That's where they are. And he's putting that trip together, too. That's December 7th to the 11th. If you want more info on that, go to the website, AM1100 The Flag, AM1090TheFlag.com. It's there. They basically do everything in like 6 days in New York. If that's your jam, nobody knows it better than Scott and Maria Hannon. Or you can call Sophia. She's got all the info, too. It's 701-356-4220 at the radio station. Do want to tell you we're brought to you by our friends at Cirruset. I just can't the success stories and the love and the stress relieving and the better night's sleep that Cirruset brings. It's really something. It's something to see. The technology is next level. It's really kind of hard to explain. It's almost it's kind of the power to enhance, let your brain get balanced and do the work. They help your brain help you kind of thing. Okay. It's a natural, the brain's natural ability to heal. And what happens is the synapses and things, depending on your stress level and certain things, you can't sleep. You have panic issues. You, for whatever reason, stress overrules you. things with kids, family, life, we get it. Find out more at Ceresete.com. That's C-E-R-E-S-E-T.com. Right off 32nd Avenue South and Brant Drive in Fargo. Dr. Alla and the team, they are fantastic. Ceresete.com. Make the call. Get the questions answered about how they do it and how they set the baseline and the technology with it. If you're dealing with PTSD, ADHD, insomnia, there's so many things. And there's so many great stories on the Ceresete website and on their YouTube channel that you can watch and see what they did, see what they do. If you're dealing, you know, with that, they would love to help you. All right, let's see here. Got a couple of calls stacked up. Hold on just a second there. Grab line one. Hi, what's on your mind? Happy Monday. Who's this? Hello?
Hello, Kevin.
Talking to you. Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Mike out in beautiful Minnesota.
Mike, what's on your mind?
I've got a rebuttal to this gentleman that was calling. You know, obviously, he's for Harris and Walz. That's his prerogative. But I got to ask this guy, are you okay with these illegals that are in this country, like the one in Springfield, Ohio, that chased a woman and two children down the street with a machete? You
yeah,
okay
I know.
With that?
I know.
Are you okay with paying more for what you're buying at the grocery store and at the pump? You all right with that?
Yeah, I understand, bro. I think it's more. You're not going to find so many people that are absolutely for Harris and Walz. It's just that they're so against Donald Trump. You know, his hatred for it's the Trump derangement syndrome thing. And I talked to him a little bit off the air when we got into the break a little bit, Mike. And I said, you know, what I want people to understand, and another friend texted me and she said, I don't know how you stay so calm. And it's because anger is the enemy of negotiation. Anger, the minute you let your temper get the best of you or go, you know, we just can't do it. So I want to have these honest conversations and Trump this, Trump, and I get Trump's not perfect. I understand. We understand, don't we, Mike? We get that. Nobody's perfect.
Absolutely.
Not one human, not even close. We're all sinners. But look at the real problems that exist and the team of people that might be able to fix them or at least get us on a path to having them not be such big problems. Our open border, the crime, our economy, our energy dependence now, all of those things. I don't know how the Harris-Walz team in any way wins anything there in any real conversation. And I seem to be getting through, you know. I'm just taking Charlie Kirk's tips, bro. That's all I'm doing.
Well, you're absolutely right, Kevin. But, you know, it's just, she thinks that taking care of inflation will help if she raises taxes on the rich. She doesn't say that's also going to be on the middle class, because if she has her way, there won't be a middle class. There'll be the poor, there'll be the rich and the poor.
You know what?
And here's Kamala Harris right in the middle saying, I never did that.
You know what's funny, Mike? Did. And I always say the Democrats, these liberals never do the math. So I want you to maybe spend the day doing a little, and thanks for the call. You are awesome. You're always a great voice to hear. Do some math on this. And here's the argument that goes back to if people like Kamala Harris ever got sat down and we could actually make her answer questions. What would you think is the grand total of profit globally for the Fortune 500? Fortune 500 global profits. Now, this is talking about net profit. How much does the Fortune 500, now we're talking about the top 500 companies around the planet, how much do they make in profit? The answer is about $2.9 trillion. Let's say it's $3 trillion. $3 trillion. Now, of that $3 trillion in this country, of those Fortune 500 companies, how many of them are in this country and what is that total? In this country, that total is about $1.9 trillion. So of the nearly $3 trillion, almost two-thirds of it, about two-thirds of it, resides in America right now under a 21% tax rate. So 21% of, let's say, let's round it up. Let's say $2 trillion, Right now they're taking 20% of $2 trillion. They want to take 28% of $2 trillion. So what happens to those when they take that other 7% of profits off the top of those companies? Do the companies just go, okay. Does that trickle down at all if they make widgets or wombats or whatever to the people buying them? Maybe the cost effective to the people that are making them? Listen, this is, you have to do the math on this. It's such a ridiculous statement. The rich need to pay their fair share. You could take every dime, every plane, every yacht, every gold bar from every billionaire, what are there, 70 of them or whatever in this country? I forget the number. Just Levin was talking about this. You could take every penny, sell off every company they have, take every dime they have, and you couldn't pay for 6 months of the federal debt the way it is, the way we're getting charged interest right now. Something to that effect. So that's nonsense. That's the, and what are those companies going to do? They're going to duck out. They're going to duck out. Hi, what's on your mind? Who's this?
Kevin, this is Ben from Rolog.
Ben, little Rolog wisdom. What's going on, buddy?
Where few live and most wish they could. except it's in Minnesota, so we won't go there.
Let's go.
You've been talking about weather and all this. And the thing, there's something going on, and it's been going on for 2 years now, and I'm not sure if I've ever mentioned it to you. Have you ever heard of the Hunga Tunga volcano in the South Pacific?
I have not.
Okay. Well, you could Google it. Hungatonga. That thing has been erupting for 2 years. When it blew off, it had the power, it says, of 5 nuclear bombs.
Yep,
it is putting so much crap in the air that you can't fathom. And
I hate when that happens.
Nobody's even talking about it.
I hate when my phone doesn't shut off. Yeah, I'm just looking at it here. Yeah, oh, it's a massive. Yeah, no problem. It's the submarine volcano in Tonga, down in Tonga. This is a large. Well, are you talking about climate change, Ben? Is that kind of the gist of it?
They say it can heat the oceans in the world. Now, this is speculation, 1 to 2 degrees. You know what 1 to 2 degrees will do?
Yep, exactly.
But that's not man-made, Kevin.
I know, exactly.
But nobody's talking about it.
I know where you're going.
Okay.
In fact, I'm looking at this right now. This Hunga Tunga volcanic eruption sent enough water vapor into the stratosphere to cause a rapid change in chemistry. How about that? Yeah, that's some climate change right there. That's not cow farts. That's Mother Earth farts right there.
That's big farts. Have a good day.
You too. See, I always learn something. I'm going to read more about that. How much CO2 did that bad boy put out? Yeah, you can imagine. They measure it in octabazillion tons of CO2. All right, coming up, we'll get a break in here. Got some more audio to play for you on the way. Trumpster sat down with Maria Bartiromo. A couple things he had to say coming up. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Scott has got the day off. He'll be back tomorrow. Kevin Flynn hanging out. Thanks for all the texts and all the links, all the memes and screenshots, too. It's sometimes it's like it's a little overwhelming, especially on this show. There's a lot of them, but I'm trying to burn through all of them here as fast as I can. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. They have got the lunch specials every day that they make from scratch. You can get them to go. Most places you can eat them there. And they're hiring. Love to have you on the team. And one other thing, they work with different wholesalers as far as the gas goes, be it Marathon or whoever. They're always working to get the best price for you. So you can, and then they have, ask them about the little thing you put on your keychain and get a 5 cent gallon discount on it for frequent customers and stuff. That's pretty awesome. I like the company. They're just wonderful people. Great mindset. Love to have you on the team. Weekends, part-time. They got some part-time, full-time gigs going. Lunch today, Valley City, Bacon Cheeseburger Mac, doing Mac and Beef in Harwood, as well as Wahpeton, Swedish Meatballs in Castleton. Got the beefy noodles on 45th. up in Ada, Minnesota, meatball subs today. Yeah. Tater Tot Hot Dish up in Yulin, NP Avenue in Fargo, chicken fried steak, chip beef on 12th Avenue. And West Main Avenue's got the taco hot dish or scalloped potatoes and ham. You can get those all, too, at PetroServeUSA.com. Just click on specials. Want to play a couple things for you. This is really good. This was, and it's good to see that Saturday Night Live is finally, I don't know, hitting to both sides of the park. You know what I'm saying? They finally are calling some of this stuff out. It's pretty funny. This was the, and you know, Maya Rudolph is the one that's playing Kamala. I don't know who the Trump guy is. I don't know who they've got playing Trump. He's pretty good. But is it Kenan? The guy is playing Steve Harvey. They're doing a Family Feud thing. This is hilarious. This
something
is
that you keep in your glove compartment. Oh, VP Harris.
Steve, look. I was raised in a middle-class family, all right?
Oh, here we go.
Okay, my mother raised my sister and me, mm-hmm. all right? Yeah. She worked hard and saved up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And we had a second mother, too.
Okay. Did that mother have a glove compartment?
Something a small fine. Business owner named Miss Shelton.
Okay, we got that. Something that you keep in your glove compartment.
Oh, a Glock, Steve. A big old Glock.
Oh, snap. Okay, so you strap like that. All right. Show me the blip, blam, blicky. All right. Number two answer, the Democrats is controlling the board. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Doug Immermuth, name something that you keep in your glove compartment.
Oh, wow. I mean, I can't top that. It was so perfect. I'll go with the same answer, Steve, a Glock.
Man, you want to give the same answer? Oh, it seems like a bad strategy, but show me another blip, blam, blicky.
And it was the number one answer. That was Adam. Is it Adam Sandberg? Yeah, he was playing Doug Emhoff. Hilarious. And Maya Rudolph nails the Kamala Harris impersonation. I thought that was worthy of playing. Got that as a link earlier. Another one here. I've got a couple clips here. One is Dennis Quaid. Trump did this big rally out in Coachella, California, which is where they have Stagecoach. It's out by, it's west of Los Angeles, inland. They call it the Inland Empire of the, you know, the desert, the high desert there. Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Indio, etc. That's where Coachella is. They have a big country festival there called Stagecoach. And Dennis Quaid came out and made an appearance. Now, the audio on this is a little, I'll do the best I can to kind of clean this up a little bit, but, and Quaid is playing Reagan in this new movie that's out, which I haven't seen yet, which I hear is fantastic. But this is a little bit of Dennis Quaid. Says it's time to pick a side. That's what he said here.
Hello, everybody. God bless you. God bless America. I'm here today to tell you that it's time to pick a side. Are we going to be a nation that stands for the Constitution or for TikTok? Are we going to be a nation of law and order or wide open borders? Which is it? Because it's time to pick a side. You know, I'm an actor, and I just had this movie come out. It's this famous last name, Reagan. My favorite president of the 20th century. And it's amazing how the issues of the 1980 election are very similar to what they are today. I don't know if you know, those of you who are of a certain age here probably remember the inflation that was going on back then, 20% interest on a bank loan. We had Iran hostages. We were a nation in decline. That's what they told us. Ronald Reagan came along and said, no, we're not a nation in decline. We're going there. And we followed him. The same with Trump, with President Trump. my favorite president of the 21st century.
There you go.
So, you know, I voted for Reagan, went into the voting booth, and I was glad to do it. It was my second time voting. I think I got it right this time. And I went and I voted for him. I went home. I was living in L.A. I had a roommate. He said, "Who'd you vote for?" I said, "Reagan." He said, "You were kicked out of the hippies." So I turned in my card right then and there.
There you go. Dennis Quaid appearing at Coachella. I want to play a little more. He kind of was channeling Reagan a little bit, asked a big question.
But, you know, I'm going to ask you a question that Reagan asked America back then. And I think it's the question that got him elected. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? 4 years ago, under President Trump, we had energy. We were an energy-independent nation. We had cheap gas. We were actually exporting oil to our allies and our friends. Today, Putin is making money hand over fist, selling oil that he uses to pay for his Soviet-style comeback war that he has with Ukraine. And while we're shutting down our pipelines over here and capping our wells and begging Saudi Arabia and Venezuela to pretty please, will you please sell us some oil? We're kind of short right now. Today, and what about inflation? What about it? You know, when Trump, when he left office, inflation was under 2%. That's like nothing. It was free money almost. Today, all you got to do is go to the grocery store, go to the gas station, go to the department store. There's evidence enough right there that we know that that fairy tale called Harris-Biden-nomics just doesn't work. 4 years ago, peace in the world was not just some kind of fairy tale either. Peace in the Middle East, Trump actually was right on the verge of accomplishing the Abraham Accords that would have recognized Israel by Saudi Arabia and other Middle East nations and would have had us on the road to peace that we have been so trying to get to.
There you go. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Monday edition. Scott will be back tomorrow. My name is Kevin Flynn. Thanks for hanging out with me. Lots of texts. 701-237-1590. See if we can burn through a few of those here. I hear this song, the Up on Cripple Creek, the band back in the day. There you go. I tell you, if you ever, one of the at most, it's the town of Cripple Creek, Colorado. It's just, I mean, it's a little mining town. It's where they just had a trap, some folks trapped in that, the story that where they were in that tourist attraction mine that's over there. But if you ever get a chance, I mean, if you're out in that part of Colorado, it's a great little town. Anyway, sidebar. Hey, brought to you by, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. They got an order canceled. So they got a bunch of deals going on some, they're doing a 1448 MyPillow. He's all over talking about that. I saw him this weekend. But hey, you know, like he says, you know, their loss is your gain. And, you know, they say all the stores, and I give a shout out to like Fleet Farm, and I see MyPillow at Menards. There are some big stores that don't buy into that nonsense, but so many like the Bed Bath and Beyond and whatever, that just don't get it, you know, and I feel bad that, you know, that Mike even has to deal with that, especially since the guy's a freaking warrior on the election integrity front. $40 million of his own money. You kidding me? I love MyPillow. I love my pillows. We have many of them. Body pillow, the regular, the queen size ones. The 2.0 is nice because the wife likes that because it's a little cooler. Here's the deal. Whatever you need, towels, mattress toppers, pet beds, coffee, whatever, at MyPillow or MyStore.com. When you get to checkout, just type the promo. Do you have a promo code? Yes. Type in Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Scott's your promo code, and you'll get the deal for whatever you're shopping for at MyPillow. And, boy, they got some deals. He's even got some of the $25 extravaganza holdover stuff, too. Also want to give a shout-out if you're in or around Fargo Thursday. and you can join us. We are going to be hosting two very awesome young, I shouldn't say young, they've been around for a minute, two amazing women in broadcasting, Michelle Tafoya and Liz Collin. Liz Collin is with Minnesota Alpha News. She's also formerly with WCCO and the producer and director, et cetera, of The Fall of Minneapolis, which if you haven't seen The Fall of Minneapolis regarding George Floyd and Tim Walz and Keith Ellison and the chief of police and the mayor of Minneapolis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you should really watch that. Should really watch. In fact, watch it twice or three times like I have and really kind of get to look at some of that and then maybe even do some digging after you watch it and go, wow. I don't think I'd trust Tim Walz to run a lemonade stand, but that's just me. But Liz Collin is going to be in town to talk about it. We're going to have to be over at the Avalon on Thursday. We do have tickets. Go to am1100theflag.com, am1090theflag.com, and find out there. We've got tickets. There are some seats still available. Yours truly going to open up the show, have a little fun. Should be a good time. So I'm hearing... Who's there?
Yeah. What's going on, buddy?
Jay Thomas is there.
Yeah.
Didn't look over there. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good.
How was just talking about the Liz Collin, Michelle Tafoya thing Thursday.
Fall of Minneapolis, do not have any throwable objects next to you when you watch it.
Oh, yeah. I said I've watched it three times. I had to go back just to make sure I saw what I saw.
Yep,
to make
exactly.
Did I really hear that right?
I know.
Yeah. So let me burn through. We got some texts here. Let's see. Thanks. I have a lot of North Dakota tax questions, JT.
Okay.
And I have follow-up to put in perspective. New York and California are 1 and 2 for highest budgets. New York population is 8.3 million. California, 39 million. North Dakota population, 779,000. He never said who 3 and 4 is. This is talking about a guest we had on. Okay. Issue property taxes.
Must have been Bob Harms. Was Bob Harms on?
That was Bob Harms, yes.
Yeah, with the Keep It Local group against the measure. Yep.
So we had Denny called in. Denny's not a Trump fan.
Yeah, I heard Denny.
ask your buddy. He's not my buddy. Why did the wall stop? Why did the illegals not get reported? Did he forget about the Democrats had him tied up in litigation and court? Very easy to look up. Oh yeah, yeah. The Trump hatred thing. I can't get my brain around it if you just want to have a conversation about it.
I know. It's, you know, it's, I was up
none
in...
None of it's true.
I was up
I mean,
in...
Well, some of it's true, but nobody's perfect. And I'll give Trump the benefit of the doubt on a lot of things. But, man, if I want a bridge built, or if I want a wall built, or I want a building built, I want him to build it.
Yeah, it'll
I don't
get
want
done.
Kamala Harris or Tim Walz anywhere near it.
Well, number one, okay? those two knuckleheads wouldn't do it. You know, Trump's going to do it. He's going to get it done. It's going to be done right.
Yes. That's what, difference between a guy that actually builds buildings and the government. Ask Denny who fought the wall and the deportation. Well, that's obvious, too. Yeah. They still not only fought it, this is their plan. This is what they want. This isn't incompetence. This isn't, they want 20 million, 30 million new voters.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them. They're pathwaying them right now. I called this 3 years ago. Guess what will be next? The pathway to citizenship.
Hey, I got to tell you something. So I spent the weekend up on the Iron Range. I went up to see my mom this weekend, help her get the house ready for winter.
That's a great pick, by the way, you and mama.
Mopsy poo. I could not believe, especially when you're up on the Iron Range, which is historically Democrat country, the amount of Trump signs compared to Walz or Harris Wall. Unbelievable. Wow. Until you got to Hibbing. Hibbing was pretty heavy in Harris and Walz. Of course, Hibbing dead center of the Iron Range. But still, I was impressed with the amount of Trump signs. But before that, all the way up there, going through, you know, I take, Park Rapids, Walker, that way through, and then up to Reamer, Hill City, Grand Rapids. Just, I mean, I bet between, I'm not kidding, from Detroit Lakes up to and through Grand Rapids, I bet I saw a couple dozen Harris Wall signs. there were easily a couple hundred Trump Vance signs. Unbelievable.
I think that those are, like many people, including myself a bit, have just walked away. I've just said, you know, even in the rocks and cows, I mean, we were among rocks and cows, but yeah. I saw the same thing going down to the cities. I mean, even through, and we're talking about big signs out in fields.
Oh, yeah.
Farmers have to take a lot of time to go put up, like, you know, take some fence posts mm-hmm. to put this thing up.
Yep.
You see a lot of those. It's probably 8 to none between Fargo and Detroit Lakes. I've counted those a few times.
Oh.
But I think that that just comes down to shame on the Democratic Party that just left Common Senseville, you know.
Well,
and those, and shame on the people that follow him in lockstep on some of this craziness.
That party got hijacked.
That's what I'm saying, brother. It's like, what happened?
No.
What happened? Like Colin Peterson said, man, that's not my party anymore.
No.
When he said that, I was like, dude, we were at an ice fishing event. He drew old his eyes. He goes, that's not my party anymore.
Hey, Colin Peterson, I've always been a fan of his because Colin was about the people. He wasn't about the party. He wasn't about Washington. He was about what he thought was best for the people he represented in Minnesota. I always thought Colin was a good man.
Absolutely. Common sense, dude. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, I said, yep. And that was right around the time that Brandon Straka, the guy that started the walk away hashtag, was doing a thing. And I thought, you know, and now I've been following that guy for 3+, almost 4 years. And he's speaking all over the country to people that they're shaking their head going, wait a minute. Whoa. We don't think that. Well, you need to get them back here. You know, gone. It was like, what did Candace Owens say? I don't mind a liberal conversation with a liberal, but these leftists got to go.
Well, yeah, my mom this weekend, because my mom is Trump derangement syndrome. She just can't. And when I said, Mom, we are not talking politics. Do not bring politics up to me. I'm not going to bring it up to you. Otherwise, it's going to turn into a back and forth that's going to go nowhere. You know where I stand. I know where you stand. Let's just leave it at that. You're not going to change my mind, Mom. I'm not going to change your mind. And that's the way politics used to be. And it's not like that. If you're a Trump person, you know, you're just despised. Or if you're a Harris person, you're despised. I've got to convince you you're wrong. No, you don't have to convince me wrong. I'll convince myself or I'll do the homework myself and make my decision. It's just gotten so ugly, man.
The thing that I always ask about is some of the craziness, though. I just, even to people that are liberal or have always been Democrat, I think, well, how do you feel about, you know, someone being able to kidnap a child and bring them to Minnesota and the parents aren't involved on something that involves body surgeries and hormones? And I mean, isn't that too much? Isn't it too much to allow a baby, not that it's illegal, but that's not illegal in Minnesota, to botched abortion, late term, let the baby just expire over there on the a little much, isn't
well,
it? But that's where they're at.
In Martha, in Martha Raddatz's world, or whatever, however you say her last name from NBC, in her world, it's only a few.
Oh, yeah.
That J.D. Vance thing this week was fantastic. Do you hear yourself, Martha?
I got a text about
that. Good for you, brother.
Says, Kevin, I guess Martha Raddatz doesn't care or realize it only took a few criminals to kill 3,000 Americans on 9/11.
Yeah, good call.
Good call, Gail. Yeah. Hunga Tunga is a thing. Ben called in about the Hunga. Have you heard about this, Jay? The Hunga Tunga volcano down in Tonga?
No.
The Hunga Tunga volcano, massive volcano. The water geyser, they say it affected the stratosphere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big one.
It might have the ability to warm the oceans a little bit, and not one human anywhere near it. No, not one SUV anywhere near that volcano. Trump might build a building. He won't pay the workers.
Huh? What?
Come on. That's what are you talking about?
Where does this stuff come from?
How did those buildings get built? How do the people still work for their organization? They have properties and operations all over the world. How do those people? I mean, that get, you know, thousands of people that get paid every day.
No.
So I mean, don't think that. That's just you're not helping. You're not helping
some
the
people.
Argument there,
some so, people need to know? Be grounded from the internet.
Well, yeah, yeah. There's that. Jay is correct until you get to Duluth. Tons of Harris signs in Duluth. I think we've lost Duluth.
Yeah,
I think
Duluth is gone. St. Louis County has turned in one of those counties like Hennepin down there.
All right, final segment, and John is on deck for What's on Your Mind coming up. Hey, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. It is the Monday edition of the show. Scott Hennen has the day off. I said, yeah, I'll hang Monday. Me and Jay Thomas hanging out. Kevin Flynn. Scott's back tomorrow. He's got the, and he said it, so I'm not, he said it's a big 6-0. So it was a family birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
Getaway.
Hey,
yeah, he said it.
Before you get to John, I'm just, during the break, I'm reading all these articles, and a lot of them are talking about the Detroit Lions. They are going to ruin our Vikings' perfect season. I'm a little worried about these guys. Not the Vikings. I'm worried about Detroit.
Nope. They're good.
They are.
They are really good.
They are.
I was hoping that somebody would beat either the Bears, the Lions, or the Packers would lose. They all won for the weekend. But look at us still sitting there at 5-0, and we have a week of rest.
Yeah, buddy.
So we'll see. But, yeah, the Lions are really tough.
So are we Thursday night or Sunday?
This week?
We're Sunday, right? And then we got a Thursday.
I believe Sunday,
game.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right. I got to check, though. John is our favorite range safety officer and
property tax John.
Property tax John. Hey, buddy.
So I'm going to leave you with a couple of happy thoughts today.
All right.
I got a bowl of M&Ms. Only a few are guaranteed to give you explosive diarrhea. Martha Raddatz, would you like a handful?
Oh, I love that. I've used that analogy many
times.
That's
awesome.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm over by Concordia delivering the other day. And I'm driving around. And just to the west of there, you see all the Harris Wall signs you've ever seen in your life. You see every kind of imaginable flag you've ever seen in your life supporting this or that. Or you know what flags I'm talking about.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The one flag that was absent in that neighborhood?
American flag.
The American flag.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn straight. Have a great day, guys.
All right, buddy.
You too, man.
I'll talk to you this afternoon.
Yeah. I don't understand. I mean, I get it. Be proud. All of that. That's fine. No one has ever had a problem with any of that. But again, my thing is one of my book titles I wrote, one of my lines I wrote down, Jay, is, you're way past reasonable, okay? No, reasonable was but way past reasonable is getting into the classrooms. Past reasonable is getting into is shutting down parents. Way past reasonable is kidnapping children to a state like Minnesota for gender-affirming health care. You are way past reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why when people talk about we need to come together. No, I'm not coming together on something that is so far past reasonable. We can't even have a reasonable conversation about it.
Yeah, exactly. You're not even
out of your mind.
Yeah, you're not even in the parking lot.
You're not even, and that's why, those Republicans, they won't come to. We're not coming together on this lunacy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sorry. Am I wrong on that?
No,
I'm sorry.
No, you're 100% right.
I'm not getting, all bipartisan anything on that. Hey, Jay and Kevin, the situation with the wall being open and thinking that Harris and Walls are going to shut it and take care of stuff. They haven't yet. This has been going on for 4 years. Actually, Biden, it was one of the first things he did after Keystone and the oil leasing and the stuff was stop the wall construction, federal work stoppage orders for Tommy Fisher and everybody down there.
Plus all those wall components that were just rotting.
So I said, they'd literally dropped every piece of equipment that was already paid for, by the way,
by
and
us.
Just let it sit there. Some of it's still sitting there. Trump was just down there in Arizona. The stuff is still sitting there. The only way, Texter says, that the Democrats are going to see what's going on is when these gangs of Venezuelans or whoever come to their neighborhood and kick them out of their houses.
Exactly.
Because there's no laws and there's nothing to stop it.
No.
They've been burning Minneapolis for 4 years. That's not true either. That's such a broad statement. You know, Minneapolis burned. Well, Minneapolis didn't burn. A
couple about neighborhoods,
about
yeah.
8 blocks did.
Yeah.
And it's sad if you drive through that. And I made it a point to drive through that neighborhood
what?
A couple of times when we were down there. I went down. Yeah, I went down, okay. Drove down Lake.
All right.
I mean, it's easy. You just get off at 35, drove down Lake Street. You know, and a lot of those businesses are still boarded up. I didn't go over to the George Floyd whatever square, whatever that area is, but or by Cedar. But, you know, and if you go off, and you know, Jay, if you go off at 35 on Lake and you go west, you know, you go ahead over towards, you know, towards like Calhoun, well, whatever they mm-hmm. name it now. But that whole area, like Uptown, that
yeah.
whole area with the old up, that area is still just wonderful, rocking. And there was some issues down there. But we went. I drove through there. It wasn't that bad. But you go the other way. You go towards the river where oh. the Longfellow, yeah. and there's a lot of boarded up stuff yeah. still. So it's just sad that any of it happened. It's sad, and you know who let it happen? Tim Walz yeah, let it happen.
Guy that wants to
Jacob
be the vice president.
Fry let it happen. Yeah. That guy, Jacob Fry, watched the fall of Minneapolis. It's actually the fall of that little corner of Minneapolis, but it just so happens the third precinct building is right there, too.
No.
And you walk, I mean, that thing's like driving by a memorial now. It's just, ugh. And certainly not for George Floyd. See another one here. What's puzzling me, guys, is why Democrats keep voting against their self-interest.
I know. I don't get it. I just don't get
That's it. That's
it. I know. I just don't get the lunacy of the extreme left. Again, that party was hijacked, and they're just going in lockstep with the craziness, and I don't get it.
Yeah, and I get it. Oh, another text. Trump admitted he did not pay his workers overtime. Sent you the link. Look at it. I will. He may not have, but again, if they had something to do, I'm sure they went and he paid them.